someone in the studio who I would love to let you find out more about, and her name is Vanessa. And before we put her on air, we're just going to play a little music for Vanessa's introduction.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you. Wow, I feel nice. A sugar and spice. I feel nice. A sugar and spice.
Well, welcome, Vanessa. Thank you for that introduction.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, cool. So, Vanessa, I met you. You were putting up posters sometime late summer for hula hoop classes and a hula hoop marathon down by the river. Can you tell us a little bit about, well, first of all, how do you got involved with hula hooping and what you're doing?
I got involved in hula hooping about 3 years ago, and I just became obsessed with it. I haven't put it down since. And I was actually putting up posters for World Hoop Day.
Oh, okay.
Which happens once a year on the day that it falls is, you know, like 10-10-10 this year. Next year it's 11-11-11.
Is that, like, related to the Bill McKibben thing, the 10-10-10 thing? Or is just everybody's into 10-10-10?
I guess. It's just a good number.
Matching numbers.
So World Hoop Day is all about spreading peace and fighting childhood obesity. So you try to get as many people around the world as you can to hula hoop.
Fantastic. And how did you get introduced to hula hooping?
A friend of mine from Colorado just brought it over, and I don't know, I just became obsessed with it. I couldn't put it down. And I was living in an apartment in Brooklyn with about 10 other kids, and we had an amazing deck space, which is unheard of in Brooklyn. So we had about 15 hula hoops and always had friends over, and everyone was constantly hula hooping, so it was fun.
Fantastic, yeah. Do you know, like, what's the history of hula hooping anyway?
I've read online that it dates all the way back to Egyptian times.
Seriously?
That's what I've heard.
Nefertiti?
Woo! They used to take like a bunch of reeds and just bind them together and make hula hoops. But I don't know. That's as far as it goes back that I've heard.
Wow, that's fantastic. And what, did it have like a resurgence in the 50s or 60s, something like that?
The company Wham-O, who came up with the hula hoop and the frisbee and a lot of other circular objects, you know, it was a fad in the 50s. And there's that movie by the Coen brothers, The Hudsucker Proxy, which kind of, I mean, it's a parody, but it's pretty fun about the inventor of the hula hoop. But so it was a huge fad in the 50s, and they sold, I think, 25 million in the first 4 months.
Wow.
But they made them so well that once everyone had one, they never broke, so they never needed to get another one.
Oh, well, that's just opposite of what capitalism wants.
So if only we had that today.
Yeah, right.
So it kind of, once everyone had one, they didn't need another one, and it kind of died out slowly after that.
Oh, it's too bad.
But it's having a resurgence since the 90s. Mm-hmm. There's been a huge new revolution, I guess. It's different now. There's hoop dance, and it's more circus-based performance, and there's a lot of tricks involved, and dance, and flow. It's a different thing. And now they make adult-size hula hoops, so adults can get back into it.
That's great. Well, I actually own a hula hoop. I am so happy to say that I bought from Vanessa, and it is so beautiful because it has colors that I really love from the 70s. It's like this beautiful orange and yellow and brown, and it's also like an autumn hoop. And
what's it made out of?
Yeah.
I make them out of PVC tubing and tape. Just tape it up. And your hula hoop should be the colors, your favorite colors. It should just inspire you and make you as happy as possible.
And how did you start making them? Because I'm also, the other thing that was so impressive about you was not only that you were doing something really wild like this, but that you were entrepreneurial enough to like start making your own hoops.
They're pretty simple to make. I mean, it's easy when you have a lot of the bulk material as opposed to just you want to make one and you have to go out and get everything. But the friend who taught me how to hula hoop was making them herself with all her friends back home. So she shared the gift with us and all my friends at her apartment. So we just made a ton of them.
So why, I can understand the connection with, you know, having fun and tricks, but what's the connection with peace, the peace connection bit?
I don't know. It can kind of become a meditative thing. It's a lot about time and space and, mm-hmm. and, you know, knowing your body within the space and your own inner rhythm. And I don't know, there's something very primal about it that you can just kind of get into. And I don't know. I really get into it.
Oh, I agree with you because after Vanessa gave me my hula hoop, right, and I was hula hooping in the apartment. I was trying to fit it out the window so I could do it on the roof, but I couldn't fit the hoop through the window. So what I was doing is like hooping the music and just realizing that there's something about that repetitive action.
Yeah.
I mean, you feel like I personally, well, I like to take everything to science, but I felt like an atom with an electron,
yeah.
you know, going around me.
Yeah.
And I like the reaction, and some of the cats ran away, and some of them just watched.
it's really good for the spirit because it keeps you silly and easy, and it keeps you limber, you know. So, mm-hmm. it's and there's something about feeling really silly about it in the beginning, and you know, like, what am I doing? Do I look like a fool right now? But that's part of it. You have to let go. Once you let go, is when you actually get it. It's when you're worrying about it, you can't actually get it.
Now, weren't there some people selling weighted hula hoops mm-hmm. because they were supposed to be good for your health in some way?
Well, it's all a cardiovascular workout, but it's the weighted ones, are, I guess, could be a better workout. They have ridges on the inside, and they're covered in foam. They can weigh up to 10 pounds. The ones I make are about 3 pounds. And I think you can hoop a lot longer with the ones I make versus mm-hmm. a weighted one might beat you up a little faster. Mm-hmm. I know a woman who actually went to the hospital complaining of internal pains because she was hula hooping so much with a weighted one. I think if she had a normal one, it would have been a lot better for her.
Right. The childhood obesity issue is a very big one in this country. And what response have you gotten from kids? I think were you at the Boys and Girls Club or recently?
Yeah, I started teaching
Hudson?
A class there.
Okay, tell us about that a little bit, please.
Well, it's hula hooping. Kids love it. You know, kids get to be it before anyone else, mm-hmm. and they're just very inventive with it. They don't live it themselves. And since it is the symbol of a circle, it has endless possibilities.
Yes, I want to come back to that symbol of the circle,
okay.
Maybe we could talk about it right now.
But anyway, kids love it. I mean, they constantly want to have hula hoop contests, and mm-hmm. they just never, ever tire out. And with hula hooping, you burn about 100 calories every 10 minutes, which is kind of incredible.
Yeah, that is.
But, you know, I hula hooped with the kids for an hour, and they tired me out. You know, they're relentless.
That's great. Do the boys do it as much as the girls, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, tell us now about the tricks. That's what I'm looking forward to learning.
Tricks? Oh, it takes a lot of practice. I've uh-huh. been doing it for 3 years, so I know a good amount of tricks, but it doesn't ever stop.
Give us an idea of some of the tricks.
You can hoop anywhere on your body. I recently saw a video online of a woman hula hooping on her nose.
Get out.
But you can literally hoop anywhere on your body. You know, lift it up above your head, start it up, kickstart it from the floor like a skip it. Around your knees, around your arms, and I mean, it's just all about your body through the space of, you know, through the hoop.
And then I think I heard people, when I started talking about it, people were telling me, oh yeah, people who hoop with fire, you know, and...
There are LED hoops.
Not that I'm recommending that for any child that's listening to this right now.
There are LED hoops, and there are fire hoops out there, and they're both pretty expensive, and mm-hmm. you need to kind of know what you're doing if you're going to make an investment like that. But they look beautiful at night. It's a way, I mean,
wow.
You know, all of my hula hoops, maybe I'll add like glow-in-the-dark tape at most, but...
Yeah.
I mean, at night, you're kind of limited in terms of what people will see, but it's mesmerizing. You can't look away.
Wow.
Do yours have, like, little balls on them so it makes that sound?
The noise makers? No. I mean, if you hula hooped as much as I did, you get sick of the sound. But I do make them with, you know, like rice or beans or, you know, little sand.
Yeah, yeah.
Something for the kids.
Yeah, cool.
Because the kids really, really get in tune with that sound. They can just really get into something with it.
It adds to the rhythm.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I just wanted to ask also, one of the things that really impressed me about you is that your card, Ouroboros.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us a little bit about that? Because I like immediately recognized it, and I thought, what a cool name.
It's kind of, it's an ancient alchemist symbol, and I actually hadn't heard of it too much, but I was, you know, looking online for symbols of circles, and it really struck me as the perfect one. It's a snake or a serpent eating its own tail. And so it represents, you know, the eternal return and just cycles anew. So as soon as something ends, it begins again. So I really felt that that exemplified everything that there was about hula hooping for me.
Fantastic. Can you think of anything else you'd like to tell us about this?
I don't know. It's in terms of, you know, fitness tips, it improves your rhythm, balance, and posture, hand-eye coordination, motor skills. It lengthens and strengthens your muscles and helps with lower back pain. And it's for all ages, you know, kids and, you know.
Seniors?
And seniors also. There was a woman who was 67 years old recently who won a hula hoop contest to raise money for some disease.
Mm-hmm.
But she hooped for over 5 hours and she beat a 25-year-old. So, I mean, it's any age, kids of all ages.
That's kind
of,
yes, I like that. And I like the fact that it kind of like levels, it's a level playing field, the hoo-hoo kind of levels the playing field.
Can you be like rhythmically challenged and still manage?
Before this, I could never dance. I was so self-conscious and I felt like I had no rhythm. And once I started to hula hoop, I found myself in other social settings, you know, being able to groove a little bit. And I was like, okay, that gave me the confidence. It really does help you, you know, come into your own body.
Wow. I want to take the class.
You should.
And on that note, I just wanted to ask Vanessa, what are your plans for the future for teaching hula hoop? And also, how do people contact you if they want to either get a lesson or if they want to buy a hula hoop? Oh, and also, what about the different sizes of hula hoops?
Well, it really depends on your height. You want it to come about to the middle or the top of your hip bone. And so, I mean, it's pretty tall, you know, from the floor.
Yeah.
Just because the bigger and heavier it is, the easier it is. And the lighter it is, the harder it is. It makes you work harder for it. So that's why a lot of adults say, I can't hula hoop anymore. It's because you're trying with kids' ones. You're not going to do it. It's like a hand hoop. You know? I don't know.
Okay. And do you have any classes that people can?
Oh, I'm sorry. My email address is spinstress.hoops@gmail.com. Think of it as spin your stress away.
Okay.
And okay. I'm trying to get classes together. I'm starting something at the Boys and Girls Club here in Hudson with the kids on Tuesdays. And I'm trying to find another space to teach an adult class and possibly even seniors.
Okay, so if somebody knows of a space or is interested in maybe helping put a class together, they should contact you again.
Absolutely.
At
spinstress.hoops@gmail.com.
Okay. Vanessa, thank you so much for coming in. And we're just going to go to some music, and we're going to go to our Democracy Now! Segment. We're going to review the Amy Goodman fundraiser and talk about that a little bit.
Do we have time for an